During the 1800s, modern civilization was making its inexorable march across North America. The progress of settlers across the western United States came at the cost of both the Native American cultures who lived there and the indigenous wildlife. Timberwolves had once been a common sight in the Midwest before settlers began to farm the land. Seeing the wolves as a threat to livestock and livelihood, the settlers were obliged to hunt the beasts until the last timber wolf in Ohio was killed in 1842. 4 decades later, a group of lumberjacks in Wexford County, Michigan, had a disturbing encounter with an unidentified creature. When they described what they had seen, the description seemed to fit what would be a close match for the modern-day depiction of a werewolf. Sightings of these humanoid canine creatures are reported all across North America. Seen both at night and in broad daylight, the creatures often appear aggressive, but those who have made reports of their sightings are often not outright attacked. Could the disappearance of the native wolf population have opened up a niche for these strange cryptids? Or perhaps they are more supernatural in nature and are the remnants of what the Navajo culture calls skinwalkers. This case file, the theorists have a howling good time talking about dogmen sightings.
Welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing, Case File 101. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
I was a little confused there because halfway through our theme song, Zell said, "Don't say anything."
And then I said, "No, you're good to say something." And then nothing was said.
Oh, let me tell you something. I'm in a hotel with limited Wi-Fi at best. So I didn't get the next part where you said, "Go, oh, you can go ahead." I just got, "Don't say anything." So I was like, do I just wait here? Do I just sit in silence and wait for a cue?
Yes.
So nothing. I should really, out of the respect for the hotel I'm staying at and for their privacy, I think I'm just going to blur their identity for the rest of this.
Nothing like starting the live courteous. Stream with a little
so
silence.
Courteous of you.
Yeah. So it's I'm staying at the lovely Super 8 in Fort Nelson, British Columbia. Just an absolute
gem of a place.
Wow. Just, yeah. Wow.
A luxurious treat.
Wow. Can't wait. I can't wait to finish this pod so I can go and look out my window and see all that the town has to offer. Because I can see it all from my window. I see everything.
At least you got a room with a view. I mean...
Sure. It's a nice view. I can see Boston Pizza. So I'm really set.
And really,
what else would a guy
what
want?
Else do you have to see? Really?
I forgot to say what this case file is about. It's about the dog man.
Dog man.
Or is it?
Dog man. But first, why don't we get into some... Actually, before that...
Before that.
Make sure to come see us at AlienCon. June 21st to 23rd. We're speaking on the 22nd. You can, if you haven't got tickets, go get tickets and use promo code Theory.
Come check us out. Man, think? I'm so pumped.
And then get 10% off. Oh, it's going to be so fun. I can't wait.
So pumped.
And I'm hoping we have at least 10 people there.
At least 10 people.
No, we said we could do 12, I think.
12? Is it 12? Hashtag 12 yeah. people.
We may have... overreached a little bit here.
Maybe we said 15. I think we can get 15.
I think we're speaking at the same time as there is a... I probably shouldn't tell this because everybody's going to go see him instead. We're speaking at the same time as a Nick Pope Ask Me Anything panel.
Oh, perfect.
So maybe we'll get the spill off, though. Maybe they'll be too full and people will We'll like, go to ours.
Who were these alien theorists?
That's my worst fear, is to go there and there's not be like one of our fans in the audience. And like, imagine like 60 people and they're just like, who are these idiots?
Oh, please. Like, nobody's going to say anything. At least they're not going to yell at us, because what are they going to do? Like, we went to our panels that weren't even that great at last AlienCon. Nobody said shit.
No one said anything.
Well, I just imagine the like the end where we're like, all right, we save 15 minutes at the end for questions. Anyone?
Nothing.
No questions? All right. Well, we're contractually obligated for another 15 minutes, so we'll just...
So we're going to sit here and we're going to talk
about... We're
going
to sit here.
DuckTales.
No, please, no more DuckTales, you fucking goofs. Jesus.
And then we'll get a one question. Some guy will come up and be like, wait a minute, I'm intrigued with the DuckTales. Tell me more.
Yeah, back to DuckTales.
Zell's going to walk upstairs. He's going to just get up, just walk away. No, he's like, I'm done.
Someone's going to fucking
knock
rock,
over
rock
his
bottom
microphone
on stage.
And just walk out.
Yeah,
this is my nightmare.
Drop the mic, walk away. Show's over after that. That's it.
Good. Well, Zell, what else? Did you have anything else you wanted before we get into anything?
No. If you're listening to this live and you're saying it's 101, where's 100? Don't you worry. It's coming.
Yeah. We had to jump in the future before we go back to the past.
We hit a time skip.
Don't worry.
Yeah, we need a quick time travel, because we all wanted to be in the same room for it. And it didn't work out before my tour, so we're doing it as soon as I get back, number 100, and then you'll hear this one after that, so yeah, that's just what happens. What do you want to do?
Someone's commenting on our slick facial hair. And if you're watching this live, are people watching this live? Can they watch this one live?
I think so. I have no idea. Well,
they can watch it. People are looking at it.
This is number two that we've been streaming live. I think this is the first one we've tried to stream live. So if there's some issues, don't worry. We're just starting to practice. So it's only going to get better from here. We're going to have cool backdrops, special effects, fog machines, lightning bolts shooting down.
Bringing in... We're bringing in LucasArts, Industrial Light and Magic, and them. So they're going to be coming in, helping us out.
We're working with Nolan. Nolan's giving us some tips.
Michael Bay's giving us some
Richard
tips
Nolan,
on explosions.
No relation to Chris Nolan. But let's get into some space news.
Go.
Unbelievable. I love that we can hear those live now. I can't believe it took this long to get that working. I don't have my video screen up, so I keep forgetting we're recording. So I think I was just doing a little dance jig.
Oh, yeah. I made sure people seen you.
Good. I also have to remember not to stand up because I'm just in underwear. So, all right.
Where's the Budweiser sweat?
Things to focus on here.
What's up if you tell everybody that you're just wearing underwear? Now they're going to...
Listen, I can't bring the Budweiser sweats. They're about to disintegrate. So they stay at home in a case, airtight.
Airtight.
You got them in a glass like retirement jersey, like shadow box thing. Just like,
100%, 100%. Okay, let's. I got space. I don't have a lot for space news. I was on the road all day, so. I didn't do my normal bare minimum research. I've done little to none.
Oh, perfect.
Time. I'm 100% a Jon Snow. That's so good. SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft suffers anomaly during ground tests.
Yeah, it's devastating.
Big setback.
So it's huge setback. So it'll probably set back the company's plans to fly a crewed test flight later this year. Remember we did that naysayer, the party pooper on the last one where they said there's no way Mars in 2025 or whatever?
Right.
Everything's getting pushed back now. It's not looking good. But hopefully this is just a minor setback and they can get things back on track sooner than later.
Yeah, it's devastating. Unfortunate, but the way she goes.
You guys get anything for space news? I'm fresh out of space news.
Dan sent a couple here.
I sent the things to you. I sent like three.
Please. Oh, you sent them to me? I thought you were like, I'm gonna.
I put them in the message. I put them in the Facebook.
No, I got that. I just was like, I thought those were like, these are my space news.
No, those are your space.
That's just space news in general.
So your space news.
Just space news.
I was trying to be helpful.
No, that was helpful, but I was like, oh, look at Dan. He's bragging that he's got all this space news. Well, let me look at what you said.
I was like, Braden needs some help with him. I'm gonna help my buddy Braden out because he's got so much stuff going on right now. I'm gonna go do some research and I send all this stuff, and Braden thinks I'm an asshole.
Just help out our buddy Braden.
I was just like, oh, look at Dan.
Look at Dan.
Looking at this. Oh, wow. Good. He's got all this space news.
Smart,
good for him.
Smart guy.
Well, this is some of Dan's space news that I haven't read, and I will read now. The universe's first molecule detected in space for the first time ever. No context. I have no idea what that means.
What do you think it means?
To be honest... The universe's first molecule detected in space for the first time ever. That's a very confusing title, Dan. Garbage space news.
Didn't they already had? They already found THC on the meteorite or whatever. Like, so where are that's well, that's old news. What? I'm just kidding. That was the last story we did. The planet full of THC or whatever.
Swing and a miss. What else we got here?
That was an awesome article. That was such a cool article.
That was a great article.
Well, listen, you know everyone knows how I read aloud. I can only do it once. I haven't done my vocal warm-ups. I'm not reading a full article with all these scientist words.
Dan,
are you kidding
Dan,
me?
What?
I'll get skewered.
Dan, tell us about this molecule in space.
This molecule in space, it's hydrogen hydride. And scientists believe they had been able to artificially produce this molecule before. They would always have been searching for what was the first kind of compound. But when you have like single atoms, they're trying to figure out what the first molecule was and whether this molecule could occur naturally under natural occurring circumstances. So they were able to find this particular molecule. They had to use an actual special telescope and not one that was on the ground. I didn't even know they had these type of telescopes. Not one that's on the ground and not a space-based one, but they used one that was on a plane.
Oh, cool.
Like they do when I was on that could go into the stratosphere. I didn't even know they could do that. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Me either.
Now.
There you go.
But they use this really cool, it's got the acronym SOFIA, and it's like a stratosphere or something, 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 something. Telescope, which is able to because you can't detect this certain like the light that the molecule gives off because it's kind of gets blocked out by the infrared wavelengths it gives off get blocked out by our atmosphere, so you have to take a telescope up above it to be able to detect it. But they were able to detect it in a relatively young star system. And that had been, which kind of scientists had identified as having the same similar qualities as like a Big Bang.
Oh, cool.
Type of reaction. And so they were able to find it. So they're like, oh, so it does occur naturally. So this was one of the first molecules. I mean, you had just regular atoms just flying all around the place. And then it showed that under immense heat and pressure of a star being born, molecules can form on their own.
Just poof.
Yeah. Pretty neat.
Fuck, that is cool.
It's pretty fucking cool.
Damn.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, space news, I guess.
That'll do.
I guess. I guess if we're
just
going,
unlocking
like,
the secrets of the universe over here, you know.
If we're just
you know, mediocre space news.
No big deal.
No, it's fine. I just thought we had, you know, like, you know what? Don't even worry about it. It's fine, Dan. Good work. Excellent. New wave of satellites could pinpoint greenhouse gas offenders. Dan, what is this bullshit?
How is that bullshit?
What is this absolute horse trash?
This climate change nonsense.
Baloney.
You have over a dozen countries going in on a plan to launch these satellites that will be able to pinpoint the producers of greenhouse gases. Like they can point it like down to the block, like individual places where it's being produced.
Yeah, they can like find out exactly what businesses are doing what. Right. Pretty much. Which is
pretty much.
It's pretty crazy. Because right now, I guess like measuring CO2 emissions is more of a, it's not exact science. It's pretty hard to pinpoint where everything comes from. So this is definitely the right step in the right direction.
Right. CO2, methane. So we will see that the largest producer of methane gas is Brayden's house after he has Taco Bell. So that's going to be
after the meat draw.
After the meat draw, day after.
Oh. My house, yeah. Just a red cloud. 0.606 and above for sure. That's okay, space news, Dan. I guess you didn't do too bad.
Pretty good space news, gotta say.
Just amateur space news over here.
Some of the best
here.
Space news we've seen on this show.
Second string space news. There you go.
All right. Well, whatever. I guess everyone's all excited about Dan's space news. You know, I didn't hear anything about auroras. Interesting.
Yeah, we
huh? We haven't. What are the odds of auroras tonight, Dan? Huh?
I don't know, Brayden. You tell me.
Well, I thought you were supposed to help me out here. Let me tell you something. Probably not good.
Depending where you live.
There was a meteor shower, though. It was tonight, and I think it's tonight and tomorrow night.
Lyrid.
I just can't remember. Lyrid meteor shower.
Lyrid meteor shower.
Yeah, if you're out and about and you got clear skies, check it out. That's all I had for space news, and that's all Dan had for space news.
All we have for space news today. All right. You want to fire up the randomatron?
Yeah, why don't we, since we're going to talk about Dogman, I bet there's some good Dogman stories. Why don't you fire a Dogman genre in there?
All right, firing up for Dogman. Loading it up, and we're thinking at it right now.
Dogman.
Wait, you gotta print out the sheet here. One second.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
You getting that? Getting the sheet?
Yes.
All right.
Wow. I'm just gonna read it now. It's so great because I've never heard those things live. It's wow, good. All right,
crush it, bud. Do your mouth warm ups.
All right.
I got that zoom in on that one too. That was great.
Good. Okay. Tomatoes and potatoes. Tomatoes and potatoes. Unique New York. You need New York. No, I don't remember it. All right, let's go for it. My encounter happened in February 2009. In November 2008. I already like this.
Already great.
Let me jump back a year. So hold on. My encounter happened in February 2009. In November 2008, I broke my arm and was basically stranded at home. I was unable to drive or work and was going stark, raving mad with boredom. My best friend would drive the 35-mile north from Muskegon to pick me up in Shelby. Just to take me back to Muskegon.
I have
no
Muskegon.
Idea if I'm saying that right. Muskegon?
Muskegon. Muskegon.
Muskegon. I don't know. That's how I read it. Muskegon. 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 I don't know. That's how I'm saying it. For a visit at her home. She'd take me to dinner or out to see a movie, only to deliver me home to Shelby. After whichever activity, it was truly a selfless act of love.
There you go.
One night, she was driving me home. It was very late, well after 11 p.m. We were on U.S. 31 northbound around the Rothbury area of Oceana County on the expressway. Being February in Michigan, the roads were naturally snowy, with scattered patches of ice and bare pavement. There was a small pickup truck in front of us, about 5 car lengths ahead of her car, when all of a sudden, We saw something on two legs dart out from the left, just in front of an overpass. It ran across the two-lane highway and hit the back of the small pickup in the rear quarter panel, causing the pickup to fishtail. Luckily, the driver of the small pickup regained control, but they didn't stop to see what had collided with their truck. If anything, it seemed to pick up speed and get the heck out of there. My friend and I watched in utter astonishment as the creature finished running to the right and disappeared into the weeds and trees along the highway. It didn't even break stride after it hit the truck. We looked at one another, sat in silence for a moment, and then said, "Did you see?" She said, "Yeah, I saw."
Did you see?
Yeah, I saw.
Seesaw.
We finished the ride to my house in silence, both lost in our thoughts. It looked like a giant dog or wolf. It was on its hind legs, not all fours, and it was at least 7 feet tall. It had pointed ears, a kind of mane around its neck, much like a lion's mane, was dark in color, and its hind legs looked like a dog's, which was even more pronounced, as it was running only on its hind legs. Have you ever seen a dog only on its hind legs? They look goofy as hell.
They do.
Its front legs were freely swinging as it ran, and it seemed to have its mouth slightly open. It had an elongated face, very much like a collie face, and a long nose protruding from its face. Its face covered by longish hair. The entire creature seemed to be covered in long hair, but I can't recall if it had a tail. Something tells me it did, but I can't recall for certain. So I don't want to say it did, when in fact, I'm not sure. I love that how this person writes. They say the same thing over in like different ways. We thought perhaps it may have been one of the Michigan dogmen that are said to be in our area. Being a former Native American area, we have heard the stories, but never met anyone that had a first-hand encounter. It was always someone who knew someone who knew someone who saw something. But now, my best friend and I definitely saw it. We had our first-hand experience. Our encounter was brief and over in a matter of mere moments, but it was front and center of us, and we saw it clear as a bell. Laura Love.
Dogman.
Interesting.
Goddamn dogman.
Here is a bell. Nope. Use that for sound. Yeah. Not for something you see. Yeah, I
think so. I don't know.
Dogman.
Dogman. Cool. Well, what is a dogman anyway? I always thought...
appropriately, that story does take place in Michigan, where most of the sightings of dogmen are centralized. Northern Michigan, the counties of northern Michigan and northern, I think, parts of Wisconsin. The legend of the dogman seems to be able to be traced to specifically the Michigan dogman, which is kind of like where the legend is localized. The legend can be traced back to as far as like 1887, where there was a report of some lumberjacks in Wexford County. And they said they had chased down what they thought had been a wild dog. And it ended up, which had attempted to hide in a hollow log. These men tried to get it to, prompt it to come out of the wood. They were trying to do anything in it. And they started to, of course, you're going to poke it with sticks. I guess that's the best idea you can come up to think of.
The first thing I would
do. It let out some type, what they describe as like a weird shriek, and jumped out of the log. And then the men realized that this was some sort of bipedal creature that took off into the woods, and it definitely wasn't a wild dog.
Weird.
Or what they said, it wasn't a wild dog. This dogman is a interesting topic. Like I do like the idea of dogman. There are people that think it is some type of like a Sasquatch, or it could be, some people think it's maybe a werewolf or something like that. But there have been actually like a lot of sightings of Dogman. At first, I hadn't really heard of them until probably a couple years ago. Really, just, you really hear about Sasquatch more than you hear about Dogman. And at first, that's kind of just what I thought. Then maybe they were just an aggressive, more aggressive type, or you know, species of
subspecies.
Of Sasquatch. Like I thought they were just a different kind of thing, but apparently, people who have seen them, they have very discernible features, and that they are easily recognizable and able to be identified as differing from a Sasquatch. Most people describe them to have. They walk on their hind legs. People have also reported that they're able, some are able to walk on all fours, maybe moving at high speeds. They walk on all fours, but they're able to walk on 2 feet as well. They have enormous jumping capabilities. I mean, people seem to say that they can jump like 15, 20 feet, easily clear like a country road.
Like two lanes, like a two lane road, easy. People say
right and a single bound and like not even break stride. They're extremely fast. Reports have them from usually the average I think is about 7 foot tall, but some people have reported sightings of maybe seeing younger ones that seem to be only about 2 feet tall, 2 or 3 feet tall. And they also have, people say they have a very unique or discernible howl that they make. The sound that they make, it does not sound anything
like, what does it sound like, Dan?
Like a human scream, something like a human scream and like a wolf howl all together.
Weird.
Now, hey, don't shoot the messenger, but I don't know a lot about Dogman. what is there talks about them just being werewolves?
There's talks about them being werewolves, or possibly you could date it back to the Native American legends of the Skinwalkers. Skinwalkers, ooh. I think most people have heard us talk. I mean, we talked about Skinwalker Ranch before, and the Skinwalker is a Navajo legend. Well, not just the Navajo, but actually the Navajo, which are part of what you could call the Pueblo people. So that's Apache, Hopi, and the Ute, and a couple other groups that have been there, all have their own versions of the Skinwalker. And the Skinwalker was said to be a type of kind of like a witch. In Native American cultures of the Southwest and things like that, witchcraft was just part of life. That was just something that was, it existed. Magic existed. And if you used magic for... There were areas that magic kind of flowed, good magic and bad magic, but it could be harnessed to do whatever the person using it willed it to do. So if you used it for good, you're a medicine man. If you used it for bad, you're a witch. And I don't mean witch as just being females. Like most of the actual Skinwalker witches were, a majority of them from legend are men.
Oh.
So in order to become a Skinwalker, most of the legends have in common is that to do it, you had to be inducted into a secret society first of witches, people who were also Skinwalkers. And you also had to commit the most evil, what they considered one of the most evil deeds, which was the killing of a close family member. And usually, most often, it was a sibling.
Oh, really?
What?
Yep.
So, wait, boys, hear me out.
Okay.
I'm going to drop a secret bomb a lot of people don't know this. A lot do. I could easily join. No problem. 100%. Off Mr. Conspiracy. I'm in a Dogman.
You're in the Dogman.
You kill two birds with one stone. Then what? We don't have to
get rid of Mr. Conspiracy.
Mr. Conspiracy's done. And then I'm a Dogman. I'm in the secret society.
That's pretty sweet. What I always thought dogman was like a dogman was an actual like animal, whereas like a werewolf was some like a human who had turned and like they still have human properties, kind of like they have like still have retained their humanity, and then dogmen are just like a straight wild beast. That's kind of what I thought they were.
Yeah, the thing is about the Skinwalkers is like the Skinwalkers are usually like a malevolent force and they're out to, or maybe sometimes more of like a trickster or things like that. It depending on which legends you're looking at. But a lot of people have seen these, the people who have witnessed them and people who have seen them, most of them report that they seem aggressive, they feel aggressive, or they get definite feelings of aggression coming from these animals. Like they can see it in their eyes that these things definitely do not want humans around. But nobody has, from the stories that I've seen, most of the sightings usually end in the people getting away. It's not like these dogmen will growl at people. They'll make, you know, aggressive posturing, going as far as probably like shrieking at them. But there's never been like a full on attack. Of course.
Well,
then again,
no, let's say that. OK, let's say this. There's never been a full on attack in survival where they're like a dogman attacked me because. And if someone's torn apart in the woods, a conservation officer or park ranger, whatever, is going to go out there and be like, you know what this looks like to me? Dogman, eh? I've seen these signs before.
Exactly, right? You want to keep your job, so you're not going to be like... And plus, even then, even if you had some inkling like, oh, there had been sightings of a dogman, what park ranger or, you know, game warden's going to be like, yeah, I saw a dogman and definitely killed this guy. And when you could have just as easily said he was torn apart by a bear or a mountain lion, and it would probably look the same, seeing as most of these dogmen have the same features as a large wolf. They have they've been described as having large claws. It could easily be definitely nobody would question you.
No.
Well, and the other thing is too, it's like, yeah, he's not going like, I've seen these. It looks like I recognize these wounds. These are dog and man
together as one.
Together,
dog man.
It's the ruthlessness of a dog with the intelligence of a man. But even like some
dog
of the pictures I've seen of
and man, dog man.
He's just there sitting, and then this other guy's like, okay. Yeah, all right. Let's just. Can we chalk it up to wolves?
It's like dog.
Make it easy.
Man.
Keep it with wolves.
Man,
or bear.
Dog. No, wait. Dog man.
I want dog squatch.
Man, dog. Man, dog squatch.
Well, the dog squatch here.
Or squat.
Here it is.
Squatch dog.
There's actually two types. If you go to this website, dogmanencounters.com, the guy who runs this. What's wrong? What's so funny about that?
It's Dogman Encounters Radio.
Yeah.
I love it. I just like if you were like, hey, I've got three websites and you have to guess the fake one, and you were like dogmanencounters.com, I'd be like, that's the fake one. Oh no, it's real and it's real popular. This is why I love the world we live in.
Okay, well, everyone submits their dogman sightings to this guy. And he's broke it down. There's two types of dogmen, and that's why some people think that dogmen and Sasquatch are sometimes one and the same. Because there's a canine type dogman.
Yeah, which that's the thing of my nightmares.
Yes, it has got long claws. It looks like a werewolf, right? Classic werewolf, hunched over, stands on 2 feet. Looks absolutely terrifying. And then there's another type of dogman people see, and he calls it a type 3 dogman. And me and Dan couldn't figure out where the type 3 version of this
comes. I got some real issues with type 3 dogman.
There's only
first two. First off, how come they had to use the most ridiculous looking picture? Like, he looks
he's
so
a
goofy.
Jacked werewolf. He's a jacked
yeah, he's
werewolf.
Jacked.
Like, well,
the type 3 dog man looks like a Sasquatch, kind of.
Yeah, 100%.
He's gigantic.
But, you know, I'm more concerned. Why aren't they talking about the type 1 and type 2 dog man?
That's why I couldn't figure out what says type 3 dog man, but there's only two types on here. So I don't know. I got to look.
I also could not figure that. And the other one, he doesn't even call type 2. He calls it like a canine type.
Yeah, it's canine type dog man. So there's really no type 1 or 2. Just. Also not type 3. Anyways.
Type 1, a dog man is just a guy holding a dog. That's
it's evolution.
Dog man is,
evolution of dog man.
Just hold it. But it's, yeah, it's, I would not, like, dude, type 3 dog man, like that drawing, I'm like, Jesus. Like, I don't think it, like, it, yeah, like, you minus the ears. You just cut out the ears, and you're like, that's Sasquatch.
100%. Okay, now, here, listen to this. This is what supposedly what they sound like.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Back to school savings are officially in session at Tanger Outlets. Shop the latest school styles with an extra 25% off during Tanger Style, our biggest sale of the season, now through August 25th. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Here we go.
This out, Caleb. Did you hear that?
Oh. Yell. That was a shit sound. You couldn't even hear anything.
You can hear it in the background.
Yeah. I'll find a better one. Anyways.
Wow, that was spectacular use of our new technology.
Yeah. Fucking sucked.
Wait a minute. Dazzle. What a build up for nothing.
Anticlimactic.
Looking at the canine type dogman though, like people like looking at the description of the long arms, like if that thing was bending over, like eating something and then like ran off, I imagine that it wouldn't only run, like even though it stands up, like looking at a lot of the like artist depictions, I imagine that it would and could utilize like running on all fours.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, people have described them running on all fours before, like at high speeds when they do that. But then also people have said that they run at high speeds in the bipedal stance as well, which is, I don't know which, if they would run that way for it be more efficient to run on four legs or it's the two. I haven't yet been able to figure that out.
Well, people always say that they see them on 2 feet when they're running and jumping across the road. And sometimes, like, there's even stories of like one jumping and hitting like a vehicle on a highway, and it's always on 2 feet. So I don't know.
It's just weird because I'm like, with that knee bend, like how they have that like second like ankle kind of thing, like a dog, you know what I mean? That just doesn't seem efficient to run on just the two then.
No, right. No. Yeah, but then if you go to the type 3 dogman, it looks like a Sasquatch, more of a human, human build.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he looks like a linebacker, so yeah, then he's running into trucks.
That guy's running through trucks for sure.
Type 3 Dogman is a brick shithouse, and it's insane. I don't even like looking at that picture. He's too much, like he's too jacked.
People who have investigated Dogman encounters before, they've said they've taken a few pictures of Dogman tracks, and they always say they're normally the three-toed tracks. Always three-toed tracks, and they said that they can identify the tracks because the dogman, like, although they have the kind of the canine feet where they kind of have only like the three toes that kind of touch the ground. They said they can identify the dogman because the back of their foot kind of pushes down more because it's taking more weight from the upright stance of the dogman.
Huh.
So you can. Okay. So that's, yeah. So that's kind of a thing. And so I have heard things before of, because you kind of ask yourself, okay, Dogman and Sasquatch, Like, do they live in different places? Apparently, Dogman and Sasquatch have been seen to interact.
They probably fight.
They don't, actually. They coexist. Christina Della Parker, who is the author of the book called 100 Bigfoot Nights, said that she had...
What was the title of that again?
100 Bigfoot Nights.
What do you mean?
This is the title. 100 Bigfoot Nights.
Title of the book. 100 Bigfoot Nights.
She was like camping for 100 nights? Or
just as 100 Bigfoot Nights. I haven't actually read the book.
Are you sure it's not just some sort of Bigfoot erotica?
Yeah. I really hope not.
That's kind of what I came across there. That popped up to me. 100 Nights with Bigfoot.
100 Nights with Bigfoot.
You would be quite sore after that experience, I'm sure. Anyways.
You know what they say about cryptids with big feet.
What do they say?
I don't know.
Must be something. Okay, wait.
I'm sure someone says something.
I got another sound. Hopefully this one doesn't fuck up.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
I hope it does.
What kind of sounds do dogmen make? This was recorded in New York State. Kind of like a weird growl thing.
It's like, ooh. It's weird.
Yeah. I part of me is skeptical about that. Because it's like the same sound over and over again. Wouldn't it like change in pitch?
I think that was a loop.
I think someone's looped it.
Oh, they just looped
it.
I think that, because it sounded exactly the same five in a row. So I think it was just a loop. But I guess kind of what it sounds like.
Why would you loop that just that one sound? Why am I asking questions?
If I was in the woods and I heard that, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm getting out of here.
Get out.
You'd be like, oh my God, that's a dog man.
100%. Now we know.
Oh my God, man, it's a dog man.
That, let's make that a good, I think that would be a good hit song. Oh my God, man, it's a dog man.
Could be your next reggae hit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, man, it's the dog man. Bumble
class. Okay, so what are some famous dog, like what's some of the, like, you know, the biggest evidence of dogmen or dogman?
Evidence are just firsthand or just eyewitness reports of what they see, pretty much.
But is there like a story that stands out above, like on the shoulders of all the dogman stories? This is the one. Like if I think Bigfoot, I think Patterson Gimlin, right? Is there one like for dogman?
Dan, what's that one Beast of Bray Road? You know.
Yeah, that's one of the stories that people can say that one of the, it could have been a dogman, the Beast of Bray Road.
Right.
It could have been a dog man.
I've heard of the story before, and I know there's a lot of literature out there about the Beast of Bray Road. I haven't looked into it specifically, but I know that it was like there were a number of attacks on animals,
right?
I believe, and there was people identified it as when people were asked to describe what they saw, it. It looked like a werewolf, like what you would think of your archetypal werewolf, you know, fucking underworld. It's a werewolf.
The lichens.
A lichen.
Lichens, you know? And so that's possibly, people use that as one of the evidence for dogmen. Now, the dogmen sightings, somebody has taken a map. There's a map. You can Google it. It's, the list of sightings of dogmen, or, you know, I was specifically dogmen or dogmen like creatures, but most of the sightings are localized in like the northeast of the United States, which I always thought was kind of strange. Those of you saying, oh, it could be a large wolf or something like that. Well, they do have sightings of these dogmen like in places in Ohio, and like Ohio, the last timber wolf was killed in 1842 in Ohio. That was the last time a wolf was ever seen in Ohio.
Right.
So like if you see a, and if you look, even if you look at data of like a North American gray wolf and their normal areas, like most of them are way far up, maybe like in the northern parts of like Minnesota and like Wisconsin, like up into Canada. And then they mostly stay over near the Rocky Mountains. Like that's where you'll find American gray wolves. You won't find large wolves like pretty much, you know, east of the Mississippi. You won't find any. So it's hard for me to take to be like, oh, it was just a large dog or a wolf. And I know wolves are big. I mean, that viral video came out a while ago. Just that wolf walking across, that giant absolute unit of a wolf.
200-pound wolf.
Walking, those things are huge. Like, they're so big.
There's that one video of like the Russian guy, and he's got a German Shepherd. And a German Shepherd's a big dog, and it's in the woods barking at something. And then the guy kind of pans over and you see this wolf kind of like, it must have been like crouched down, like stands up and kind of chases a German Shepherd. It makes the German Shepherd look like a puppy. And you're like,
yeah, it's crazy.
You're like, wolves can get that big? That's real? Like, those are dire wolves. Those are huge. And like, as a hunter, I'll say this, like, one, wolves are like, to see a wolf, like there's tons of wolves like where I am. You rarely see them. And if you see them, it's only a fleeting glance. Like, you'll see them, like, taking a peek at you, and then they're gone. They're out of there.
Yeah.
Like, which smart, for me, they're smart. They avoid people.
Which, for me, that's even further reasoning that there are kind of weird, strange creatures out there that few people see. Like, you know they exist, or you hear about them existing, but you never see. I've never seen a wolf. I know they're out there. Maybe I've seen one in the zoo or something, but... you know, there are tons of times like nobody's seen, I don't know, in our immediate, nobody's seen a tiger in the wild. Like my friends, I've never seen a tiger in the wild except, you know, on a wild planet or something.
Yeah, that's very true.
These things, whether they're, I would guess that you have to sit on one side of the fence or the other, where it's like, this is some sort of ethereal spiritual creature like a skinwalker magic, or you have to say on the other ways that this is an actual biological creature. And I, maybe werewolf like sits in the middle. I don't know.
Okay.
Because a werewolf wouldn't be I wouldn't call it a werewolf's not a skinwalker, because a werewolf changes, you know, based on the moon. So like they don't get to control it. Skinwalkers can control it.
What's the difference between a werewolf and a lichen?
No, the lichen's a werewolf.
There's no difference at all?
No, there's no difference.
Same.
They just call them because it sounds cooler than werewolf, I guess. Call them lichens. I don't know. Stupid. It's just short for lycanthrope, which is werewolf.
Well, it's crazy too because it's like,
all right.
Makes sense. What's the fucking Egyptian dog god? The dog head
Anubis?
Thing.
Anubis.
Like you know, like there's already like ancient civilizations like worshiping that.
Like. Tons of cultures all over the world. Man. Yeah. Tons of cultures all over the world have some sort of, you know, were creatures or were canids. Like you'll have Northern Africa in the areas of like Chad, Sudan, Ethiopia. They have were hyenas, like medicine. And it's kind of the same as Navajo's skinwalker. It's kind of the same where it's like a certain person has the ability to change into a hyena. Usually these ones are bought at will or at night at least, or sometimes they change at night and then they turn and they change back in the daytime. Other cultures have, you know, Europe, Eastern Europe and all those, they have their werewolves, and North America, the same thing. I think most of the ones that don't have werewolves have other were creatures. Like I know the like ancient Aztecs and Mayans, they had were jaguars, people who could turn into jaguars.
Were jaguar.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be a were jaguar. That'd be pretty cool.
Be badass.
Were panther.
Huh. Okay, well, doing a little reading to this, I came across this terrifying sound. It's a dogman / werewolf attack recorded on like an OnStar recording after someone crashed their car.
Star Emergency. This is Kyle speaking. How can I help you? Hello?
Something just ran in front of us on the road. We're in the ditch. We rolled over.
How many people are in the car, and is anyone injured?
There's two of us. I don't think we have any injuries.
Is the car on its top or wheels or what?
No, it's kind of sitting on its side.
Hold one moment, please, while I contact emergency services.
Okay.
Sounds freaked out. We're coughing. Yeah, just got an accident. Coughing my lungs out. Hello? Are you still there? Oh, we're coughing.
Okay, the state police should be on their way in a few minutes. Is everyone still okay?
Yeah, I think we're okay.
What ran in front of you? A deer?
I don't know what the hell it was, but it was big. It looked like a great big dog. Standing up.
Was it a bear, maybe?
Maybe. Oh, my God.
That's gotta be fake. You can't tell me that's real.
No way. The guy got eaten by a fucking dog man on recorded 911 call.
That's gotta be fake. No way. That does not. No way.
What do you mean?
No, it's too. I don't. Okay.
That's gotta be like a promo. It's gotta be promotional or something.
Shut up. Guys, we just witnessed someone getting eaten by a dog man on recorded TV, a recorded call there.
Okay, hold on. It was too cut and dry. It was very scripted because, like, he's like, he says his line and then stops. And then he's like, oh, and this is on. So like, was it a bear? And he's like, no, it was a dog. A couple breaths. Girlfriend taking a toke in the back. Through doing this podcast, we've listened to a lot of like audio tape of people in like different states of like terror and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know.
No way. That's got to be promotional for a movie. It's got to be something. No way.
I want to run it through one more time. I want to turn my volume up. Run it through one more time. Run it through.
I'm just going to play the end of it. Yeah. Or do you want me to play the whole
just
clip?
The end. No, just play the end of it, too. I want to listen to the dog attack.
Was it a bear, maybe?
Terrifying.
Oh my God. Whoa, my God.
The guy just got eaten.
Here's the thing. Yeah, but here's the thing. He's on OnStar. How does he? He must push the hang up button.
No. That's 911, which OnStar automatically calls if you're in an accident. That's
right. But then he'd have to still be in the car using the OnStar, right?
Yeah.
The car was turned over, right?
Maybe he's
hanging up.
No, maybe it's connected to your phone.
I have OnStar. It's on your little dash. You would have to push the little button to hang up. Oh, God,
yeah,
there's a dog
too,
man.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
Are you telling me that OnStar has no app that can connect to your phone? That's some bullshit right there.
Yeah, but I'm saying I see Brayden's point where it's like they wouldn't hang up because OnStar, they have to stay on the line with you until the police show up.
Here, hold on. Oh, thank God, OnStar. Something big ran across. Was it a bear? No, it's a, oh God.
I don't want to use my minutes. I'm already over on my dumb service charges.
Let me hang up.
All right, you guys keep 100%. Thinking Dogman's not gonna get you, but one time gonna get you.
We've already said we're not going out into the woods by ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah, and first thing I'm gonna do, system. Hang up my phone. The first sign of Bigfoot or Dogman, I'm going to go,
I hope so.
I get attacked.
Definitely not.
You got me.
OnStar doesn't hang up. It's like, it's still going to keep going. Like the call would still
And neither does, unless we're forgetting a big part of this equation. We're forgetting the man in Dogman. Maybe he hangs it up.
He's got some digits.
He grabs it.
Got some digits.
And he holds the phone. He holds the phone to the guy, and he's going, whoa! And then he hangs up, and then...
Fuck you, mauls him.
Dogman attack.
I don't care what you say, man. That was terrifying.
So far, I mean, I have never heard of a car crash and then people being attacked by an animal. I think that would be pretty big news.
Not if it was a dogman and they're trying to keep it quiet from this unknown species, trying to get it out there into the world. Man's keeping the secret.
Well, you know what it is? It's OnStar. They don't want to let it out that they hung up on someone getting a talk by a dogman. It's going to be bad for business. You hung up on someone? We thought it was fake, and they got killed by Dogman. Never letting this out.
We're burying this one as far as it can go. Put it next to the Ark of the Covenant.
No, it's sorry, Zell. I like it. I like the production value of getting it.
Whatever. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. Those people got eaten by dogmen.
Is there a news report to go with it?
Yeah, I'm pulling up right here. Yeah, dogman.
Was it on the Onion?
Dogman death. Here it is. Dogman death.
You're Googling something else, aren't you?
Dogman. Hey, well, I can't find any immediate deaths of a dog man, unfortunately, but I'm sure there are
no dog man. But that's the thing that I'm still saying, that I'm not saying that dog man has never caused a death. You know, I'm never saying that a dog man related death has been misidentified. That could very well be the case.
Right.
But it seems that they go most of the time out of their way to avoid humans. Like, it's not like people feel that they are aggressive and they will make aggressive motions towards threatening motions, but they've never, like, the people who have witnessed it have never been outright attacked that I know of.
Right.
I've heard Sasquatch stories where the Sasquatch will come after people, but you know, but it's kind of the same thing. They kind of stalk you. That, like, they'll go as far as to stalk you, follow you, you know, growl at you, but they'll never, at least the people who have survived, never outright attack them or anything.
And I'm going to say that kind of makes sense with, like, a dog encounter. Like, they're just like, they're like, don't like you in the area. So they're like, they're growling and stuff. They're maybe creeping around the woods, taking a sniff at you. And then, like, you peace out and they're like, okay, well, I don't want to fight with that. Because, like, a full grown human, like, we're pretty big too, right? So, like, same thing with, like, cats, like big cats, like, they'll look at you. They might not necessarily want to take the risk of trying to fuck with you.
Right. Yeah.
Bears, like we can scare you can scare a bear away because a bear is going to go, I don't know if this thing's going to put up a big enough fight and I don't want to get hurt. So fuck.
Depends on the bear.
Yeah. A majority of predators won't attack any prey head on. Like if you see it before it's coming, they won't take the risk because as a predator, their instincts are to keep themselves safe first, because if they have anything that, you know, if they get any tiny injury, say even clip one of their eyes or something like that, they're completely, you know, their
life's over.
Reduced
for them.
Effectiveness of like 70%, you know. You have villagers in India, like they would wear the masks on the back of their head to prevent tiger attacks, because the tiger won't attack if it thinks it sees you. So they'd wear masks on the back of their head to simulate.
You could not pay me to walk, be like, yeah, just throw this mask on and tigers won't attack you. I'm like,
it worked.
Well,
it worked.
Yeah, but guess what? I'm not doing it and I'm not going out anywhere. Fuck that,
where there's
man.
Tigers. Yeah, I know. It's like, have you not watched Ghost in the Darkness with Michael Douglas and Val Kilmer?
Oh, that's one with the lions, right? Lions. The lions is murdering people out of the village. That's insane.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's a pretty cool movie. I saw that one in theaters.
Okay, so let's say if Dogman's real, what is he? Is he a species that just evolved alongside us that we can never find, or is he some type of supernatural being? Or is this, or there's just no dogman at all and people just misidentify everything?
Well, my thing is like looking at, okay, two things. I'm like, one, if you're running into the canine type dogman, I'm like, I believe that, like, you know, if people are seeing that and seeing it run, that like that thing could be eating or perched. And you would just be like, holy shit, it's a big wolf. And if it took off fast enough, and if it, I imagine it would still utilize running on four legs. Like, it probably can stand up with like the build that people have looked, but looking at the legs that everyone says it has, it would make more sense that it does utilize running on all fours. So like, it probably can stand with its long thing and creep around and maybe do some runs and bounds, but it doesn't look efficient. So I imagine that if it is around, it's big, it doesn't like people, it avoids people at all costs, just like other wolves, steers clear, just lurks in the woods in the dark, right, where it can stay hidden.
Right.
And maybe there's so few of them out there. Now, if you're talking about the roided out type 3 yoked dog, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
like
about.
Just
Jack to the
Brock Lesnar werewolf.
Exactly.
Oh, that's the noise that walks around. Just Trapzilla. No mice on these shoulders. Too many traps. I think, if anything, that's... I don't think there's room for type 3 Dogman and Bigfoot. I think people are either maybe seeing a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch.
Maybe they're the same thing.
Or similar. Maybe I think it's going to be a similar, like they're on the same level. I don't think it's going to be maybe just a different type of Sasquatch. It's got like, but I don't think it's the same as Dogman. I think canine Dogman is a separate thing than yoked, roided out.
Yoked.
Bro dog.
Bro dog is Bigfoot. And then Dogman
dog
is separate.
Bro. Walk around like this through the forest. I think it could, like, if you were in the woods and see it dark and something's even like, because even that, if you look at the artist's renditions, even if it was like just touching its fingertips, its front, walking, and you would see a silhouette, you'd be like, well, something's on all fours. Looks like a dog. And one of two things, you're going to go, ooh, I'm out of here, or it's going to be out of there. So, like, I think either way, you're like not seeing enough, or you're going to go, what was that? Did I see that? And you're hoeing humming. So it's like, I think it's one of those situations. I think if there is a dog man, it's going to be the canine type. I don't think a yoked dog bro is a real thing.
Yoked dog bro is no good. I like no. That
line back in fucking trucks going 80 down the highway. Nah.
I like that theory that, say, so you got Bigfoot or Sasquatch.
Yeah.
But maybe he's not the only thing to evolve like that, and there's like different subspecies of Bigfoot Sasquatch, and there's also a Dogman. There's just a few different, you know, a few different types of something similar. That would make more sense than there being just one random thing that we haven't discovered yet. There's just a whole network of in the shadows weird cryptids such as Dogman.
Yeah. I'd have to go with I want to say there's isolated tribes of them. People who have, there have been some reports that some of the Dogman have had like wear things, like they have either tattered clothes on or they've been seen using tools like metal tools and things like that. Part of me wants to say that they're just like werewolves, and they, like, you know, like gypsy werewolves, you know, there's like tribes of them that move around, and every now and then they have to transform or something like that, and they have to get it out, I guess. I don't something like that.
For
like,
me, I don't believe that really weird. I don't believe that people can transform into a werewolf. It just doesn't seem physically impossible.
I just think that would get out.
That would get out.
Like, but honestly,
we know that, but people have, there are legends of werewolves. Like, I would say that's, it would be easier for them.
But maybe that's where that comes from, is from people seeing Dogman and being like, it walks on all two. Like, it's probably a man. Like, it was a man at one time. That's where it comes from.
It could be. But it's like, I think easier for them to blend in if they were, it'd be more likely for us to never find them if they could blend in as humans. Like, that makes more sense to me makes more sense than like them not existing at all and never seeing one ever. Nobody's ever caught one and put it in the zoo or, you know, tracked it, hunted it down.
So it's
just
like
makes
a
more. Yeah, it just makes more sense because it's like, if you were tracking one, you know, there has to have been somebody since they have found, you know, since the first time they saw a Dogman in 1887, you know, and someone tried to track one, it makes more sense. It would get away by changing back into a human, and then it would be like, oh, well.
What? I just feel like someone would let it slip. They'd be like, watch this, baby.
But there is a story of a guy in Portugal. There was a guy in Portugal who that's a long story, but people have, like, he invited this guy to come. This guy reported that this dude in Portugal invited him come over, tell him that he's a werewolf. And the guy didn't believe him. He's like, no, come on, I'll show you. I'll transform. And the guy took him out and was like starting to transform. And the guy like ran away because saw this dude transforming into a full fledged werewolf. And when he got back to the town, he told people about this, and the people in the town knew about it.
They knew like, about the werewolf?
Yeah, they knew that guy was a werewolf. And they're just like, well, he's a werewolf. Like,
prove right, that.
Before Take we wrap this one up, favorite werewolf movie?
Favorite werewolf movie?
Oh, Howling. The Howling.
Ooh, that's a good one. I forgot about original. That. I was going to say, I loved American Werewolf in Paris.
That's a good one, too.
Is that the remake? What's the original? In London? And then the remake was in Paris?
American Werewolf in London, and Paris was the kind of remake, reboot.
Was it?
Slash sequel.
Maybe it was London, I'm thinking.
Oh, man, I gotta go with Underworld, London. Original Underworld. So good.
Oh, that was,
good. And the makeup effects was awesome. But I like the Howling. I thought the Howling was dope.
And it had Kate Beckinsale.
You're just like Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, my God. Childhood.
And now that she's, now isn't she dating Pete Davidson now, who's like 23? So that, Zell, if they break up.
I'm closer in age.
You're in there, dude.
I'm closer in age than 23, so I got stand more of a chance, maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe she keeps going lower. Next guy will be 21, 19.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into some five-star reviews.
Yay, people saying nice things.
We pump our tires. Please, please pump our tires. The Best Group of Bros by Brettley 2400 from USA. Five-star review. These guys make time fly. Def makes time fly. And very fun. Plus, space news is so great to listen to. Keep it up. Oh, thanks, Brettley. We'll read this one now so Andrew doesn't get his head too big. This five-star review from D-Da-Da from Canada. Andrew, loved the podcast, especially Andrew's parts. Would love to see more of him. So hilarious. Well,
Andrew write that one?
He didn't. Yeah, I think so. I think he titled it Andrew and then he wrote it himself. He wrote me a text. He's like, do you guys not want me to be on the podcast anymore? I went, why do you think that? He goes, because sometimes I say jokes in the group chat and no one says anything back. And I was like, dude, I was like, we all get you work the worst shift possible to like, it only lines with his, he works four on, four off and nights and days. So he gets like windows where he can come on. And when he can. And like, we want him on all the time, but you know, we all got to work. So
someone's got to save some lives.
Someone's got to save some lives. That's funny. So we won't, he probably wrote that to try to hopefully, he's like, I'll write this own, my own review here and hopefully they'll keep me on. Meet Draw Drunk, 5-star by Stay at Home Mama from Canada. Absolutely love you guys. Cool nerds. As a stay at home mom here in Saskatchewan, I listen while doing my mundane housework. Great laughs. Some only Canadians would get.
So you could say you could say Saskatchewan, but you can't say Muskegon.
Saskatchewan.
Muskegon.
Saskatchewan, yeah. It's Muskegon. I said it right. Great laughs. Some only Canadians would get. Love how you guys like to razz each other. Great show, boys. Please, for the love of dog, get drunk more during the show. Those are
dog
my favorite.
Man.
I'm getting
Jody.
I just get a little bit drunk now.
I gotta say for the love of dog man now. The love of dog man.
Simply Amazing by Mooney 719. These guys are outstanding, very informative, yet comical, and suggesting interesting points of views on each topic. Thank you, Mooney.
Thank you.
That's all I got for 5-star reviews. Zell, you got any Facebook ones?
No new Facebook ones, unfortunately. If you're on, you know, if you're on a different podcast player than iTunes, and they don't leave the option to leave a review, do it on Facebook. That's the next best option. So, do we got new Patreons? I think we do, don't we?
Yeah. If I open the website, I think my internet will crash. So you better read them out.
Okay, I'll try. See what we got here. New Patreons. Well, for some reason, I can only go back. Oh, mine's fucked up too. Well, I can read a few here. Captain Spliff. Jaime Rodriguez.
Woo!
Andrew Taylor. Oh, he went down, but he's been around for a while, so cheers, brother. Cody Halfling. Michael Phelps. No, Phillips. Michael Phillips.
Michael Phelps.
Oh, God damn.
Multiple gold medal void. Multiple gold.
That's all.
Gold medal Olympics.
That's all I can see for some reason. So I think there's a few we missed. So we'll get you on the next one if you pledged and we didn't read. We'll make sure we get you. Oh, Patreon. The website's all fucked up right now. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I thought it was my internet, but maybe it's the website.
I guess if you're listening to this, my band's already toured in Canada and I've probably seen some people. So hope we had a good time and hope we had a couple beers together.
Oh, and if you're not already on our Patreon, get on it. We're doing live streams now, so you can see our ugly faces
ugly
as we. Okay, I got to do two things. One, I now have to see what ridiculous faces I make when I read, which is going to be a tough one for me to get through, I think, emotionally. And then a little precursor for anyone watching, I've been like consciously like trying not to touch my nose, but I'm sick. So I've got that like just tiny nose run, and I was like, I can't, too far from any Kleenex. So I've been touching my nose, and then I'm like, people are going to be like, what is Braden's snorting some nose candy there? Hey, all the whole podcast. I'm like,
because I have the option to switch cameras, I've been kind of deking out a little bit, but right now I'm definitely not. So whatever.
Oh, well, yeah. So a little precursor, I am fighting a cold. So it's, you know, well, think what you want. I don't care.
It doesn't matter. All right. Is that it? Dogman.
Yeah.
Dogman. Look him up.
Man dog.
Don't go in the woods Man alone.
Dog. Oh, yeah.
No.
Hell no. Nope. And as we always say at the end of these, keep those eyes. Oh, I forgot. On the skies. Oh.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.